The house is in chaos. But what about freedom?
In 2023, the mass media produced a lot of information about the removal of Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House of Representatives. They all told the same story. The villain was Matt Gaetz, and he was causing chaos. Virtually all mass media stories shouted that same word, chaos, chaos, chaos. The actions of the Republican right had plunged Washington, D.C., and as a result, the nation as a whole into chaos. That chaos story wasn't exactly news, though. It was first reported about 500 years ago. In the 1600s, the Enlightenment gave rise to the belief that people have a right to freedom. That idea threatened the power of the monarchies, and since then, rulers and the media that they controlled have claimed that any decrease in the amount of control by the rulers must result in chaos. Thomas Hobbes said so, as he argued for totalitarian government in his book Leviathan in 1651, warning that the common people can be bewitched, he wrote, quote, by slander of the government into rebellion, and by this means destroying all laws, both divine and humane, reduce all order, government, and society to the first chaos, unquote. But it has never been true that the only alternative to government control is chaos. There are other kinds of order than rule by rulers. Better kinds. 150 years after Hobbes's leftist classic Leviathan was published, Thomas Paine wrote,
the great part of that order which reigns among mankind is not the effect of government. It has its origin in the principles of society and the natural constitution of man. It existed prior to government and would exist if the formality of government was abolished.
In 2023, Substacker Jenna Stalker, in an article titled, The Elites in Washington Want You to Think America Needs Them in Power, wrote,
they, the government, have to manufacture their own crisis out of a non-existent threat to convince the American people they are the only ones standing between chaos and order. But it is all a lie.
Some of the stories about Kevin McCarthy's loss of power went further in identifying the real chaos-causing villain. The leftist media said that the real source and cause of the chaos was the information space of the right. That is, the space that the right uses to oppose the policies, claims, and agenda of the left. It was not Matt Gaetz alone who was plunging America into chaos. No, the villainy was much larger. It was the right wing and its freedom of speech.
Matt Gaetz is a product of America's broken information environment. As the media landscape has dramatically shifted, particularly in the right-wing information space.
That quote is from a CNN article titled, How America's Broken Information Environment Birthed the Chaos Wrought by Matt Gaetz. It is the twisted rightist media, not the vastly larger and more powerful leftist mass media, that is threatening our society with chaos. The article went on, quote, the Republicans who carry real power work in conjunction with partisan media, not those who wish to govern. Gaetz is not an anomaly. He is the direct consequence of this twisted construct, unquote. In other words, the stories about the change in House leadership were one more coordinated attack by leftists in their effort to permanently silence all opposition to the left's political and governmental agenda. The leftists even wanted to shut down those rhinos who were on the less leftist side of the Uniparty. The leftists' effort was an attack on what remains of the right of Americans to free speech. The goal was to permanently silence all opposition. Evidence that the mass media stories about the House leadership were a coordinated attack was that all mass media outlets spontaneously parroted the claim that chaos, in the form of lack of government control, is a threat to society. But that's a lie. Spontaneous organization. Stuart Kaufman, in an article titled Anti-Chaos and Adaptation in Scientific American in 1991, wrote,
chaos, fascinating as it is only part of the behavior of complex systems. There is also a counterintuitive phenomenon that might be called anti-chaos. Some very disordered systems spontaneously crystallize into a high degree of order.
The leftists like to falsely equate spontaneous order with an absence of order. They say that their control over us is the only order that society can have. It isn't true. Spontaneous organization and freedom are anti-chaos. Rightly, most of our societal systems, such as our economy, work best not by being controlled by government regulators, but by what is called spontaneous order or self-organization. Generations ago, most Americans understood that very well. The invisible hand of spontaneous organization is the basis of our freedom and of our prosperity. But for a long time, leftists have used the mass media and their increasing control of academia and government to virtually erase that idea from the American mind. Is it true that freedom is chaos and government control is always required for our society to work? Over the past few decades, the leftists have gained more power, and the size and power of government have increased as government regulators intervene in our lives more and in more ways. Has this control increased order and efficiency and decreased disorder? Has more government control of the public school system made it more efficient and effective or less so? Has leftist control decreased disorder in our society, such as widespread unrest and out-of-control protests by the likes of Antifa and BLM, and the dissolving of our nation's borders and the increasing violent crime in cities? If we have more real chaos today, is the decreasing power of the right really the cause, or the increasing power of the left? Is too much freedom what is really causing the chaos? The leftists say so. In a September 2023 Real Clear opinion poll, a full one-third of Democratic voters said Americans have, quote, too much freedom, unquote. 47% of Democrats said that free expression should be legal, quote, only under certain circumstances, unquote. A full three-fourths said that government has a responsibility to limit hateful social media posts. And by hateful, the leftists mean anything that opposes them. How much damage does freedom do? Does our freedom really harm us by causing chaos? Our society does have enemies, that is true. But maybe the most threatening enemy is that group of people who have the most power to do damage to America. Maybe the one group of people that does the most harm and damage to the rest of us, and who are the biggest threat to our society, is the government regulators, including the rhinos and the other leftists, instead of those of us who want freedom, who are truly in the right. Yes, our society faces real threats, but the most destructive and dangerous threat is not too much freedom. It is the left's control. What is called the mass media or mainstream media is a coordinated system for advancing leftist control and destroying freedom, working hand in hand with government regulators. These are the real enemies of freedom and the real bringers of chaos.
Thank you for your interest in Rightful Freedom. Please help us grow by liking and subscribing and commenting. We would love your feedback. And see more content at our website, rightfulfreedom.com.